Welcome to the Life Lessons Podcast with your host, yours truly, Philip Peter.
Guys, we're back with another episode. This is the Life Lessons with Philip Peter podcast. My name is Philip Peter. You would have gotten that from the title. This is another one, a banger. So,
the man's out of breath. This is Philip Peter, and you probably have known that. You probably have known that from the title.
Yes.
I'm Renard William Anderson. That's how you properly use your breath.
Yes.
Right? You know?
And I'm Javon Simpson.
That's very condescending for me to graduate, but it's okay.
And again, we have in house with us
Anissa McLean. We have requested her back without saying thanks the first time. And we won't say thanks the second time either.
When he said we, it wasn't really a question. They were on consensus. I was saying, oh, we're going to come out back. Should you just there? I was saying, you know what? You're in it.
No, that's the same thing. That's the same thing, no.
Introduce yourself.
Welcome, Anissa.
She's here. Welcome. So, should I be the one leading the topic?
I want this one for myself.
No,
I gave Javon the earlier one and this. No, I'm gonna take it over anyway. No, but no,
we can start.
So we can kind of get an idea of the time.
Redim has a book dedicated to this guy. So
yes, he has two books out. Yes, X is, for example, that's a new book. And he has a book of poetry coming out. He also has a concert that will be held on March
7th.
That's Saturday, March 7th.
Right here at IUC, room 13. So it's at 7 p.m., guys.
There will be many poets on display.
Right.
Toya won't be. But... so... Yeah! Yeah, we're good now. So we'll be talking about the trauma.
Men hurt too.
Yeah, men hurt too. And this is looking at the male experience of breakups. Generally, it is pushed in the movies, in the print media, on social media. That men are trash and we do all of these terrible things to women.
Dog them.
And it is yet to be seen the objectivity of the fact that some women have those attributes as well. Because they are trying to emulate men in some cases. In other cases, they are so hurt that they want to remain hurt and pass it on to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody gonna try to break up with me still no. Me usually see the flags and fly out first. But I'm just saying.
What I do, you know, what I did, I've broken up with a few persons.
No, we are talking about when they broke up with you.
No, I've broken up with a few persons.
You mean like not at the same time, right?
Not at the same.
No, let's make it clear.
No, I'm
still here, guys. In case Redim takes over this and I don't get a chance to talk, I'm still here.
But I've also allowed persons to break up with me.
Allowed? That is so toxic.
He allowed it.
If he forbade it, it could not have happened.
No, I mean when I say allow, I mean I did the thing so she could break up. Because
you committed the sin to deliberately make her leave you?
Yes.
So that still counts as you breaking up with her because you had control of the situation.
Some of that fact, that counts as even more toxicity.
Yeah, that is manipulative.
But when it comes to them leaving on their own accord.
Yeah.
Never in your cabinet.
I don't think when them say when Jesus talk about the one accord, he was talking about that, them leaving and that. Jesus never agreed to that at all.
Wow.
I've had conversations with the Lord and I don't think the Lord would agree to with that, brother. We're not gonna lie.
We will not call names.
Persons will remain nameless, right?
Maybe the thing though.
Sometimes even relationships
To the west.
To the east.
Sorry, we're trying to be serious here. Help us.
Right. So I'm...
He's still gathering his thoughts, apparently.
No, because we are trying to...
Emotions are involved, yeah?
To allow him to process it. Because it's something that is rarely spoken about.
Yeah.
It really is.
I'm not too touch a feelings thing. Like, I'm very expressive.
But not touch feelings.
But we're not touch feelings. So, yeah. It's hard to understand, oxymoron, but man. Yeah. I mean, when a breakup happens, what I don't normally experience at the same time, because we break up, yeah man, we're good.
Yeah, the initial shock.
Yeah. First, we try to, and I've had persons who break up with me, and I've been allowed to, we still converse.
So it's not that the connection is cut?
Yeah, so there was still a conversation. I was allowed to talk to them and get them out of my system. So we'd have conversation. Even if it's not a lot, like if I feel the need to say something to you, I'll say it, and I respond, and I'm going to say it, and I'll go back and forth, and then I'm done, I'm going to go away. Come back for 2 more days, I'm going to say it, and I respond, and until my father, I get everything out of my system. But I've reached a place where...
That is not allowed.
That is not allowed. Like, not even to say
hello or to respond in due time.
I was like, a certain friend of mine, right, encouraged me to to express myself.
Yes.
Right? The certain friend said, you know, there's no shame in love, and
there isn't.
And you know,
you agreed with me, right?
You should go on.
Wait, just give myself. Just give away myself.
I'm not friend. I feel guilty. Stand beside what I said.
You should go ahead.
I stand by it. I stand by it.
Let the person know. And so I went and
let the person know.
Let
the person knew for the sake of this conversation. It was in the past.
I let the person know. And the person didn't respond like a day after. A day after. So
they've been busy.
One of the major traumatic things that come out of male breakups come out of breakups from the male's perspective.
Yeah.
And this is why some of the men them go crazy and go shoot and stab and kill. Is the fact that you, for once in your life, you feel like you are out of you lost control. Normally, when you decide to leave, you do it on your terms. When you would have mentally prepared yourself, and you say, all right, cool. Then even if it's a case that you start giving some signs, some red flags, that you start like shaky, you start mentally prepare yourself. Say, all right, it look like shower cut. When she play the play, you say, ah, my gym good. Okay, you don't mentally adjust already.
Normally, I'm the type to be able to say something to you, and I can calculate all the responses that I can get from this based on how I say it. And then I've already have a couple of responses for that, right? So when I'm at this stage, I don't know what's coming. Right?
Okay, you're not in control anymore.
Yeah, and then not knowing what's coming, and then nothing comes. Make it even worse.
How you deal with it, Jovan? Or how have you dealt with it?
Before I go, let me
yeah, man, go.
So after the day passed and there was no message, there was church the next day. So you know, me go praise my Lord and empty day and thing. I got a message on my phone. Before they passed silent, I go church. So they said, turn to the Bible.
On the door.
I said, turn to the scripture. So me take out my phone out of my pocket now. And see a message saying, this isn't healthy.
Wow. That's what you meant? Yeah, cool.
So I'm like, right in a church now. Jesus, is this a sign? Send for just mental institution, something.
Is it?
So, and...
But... Yeah. All right. So, I mean, all right. Are you finished?
Before we go there, you know, so I've been dropping some lyrics on my
You know, saying that if we try to make sure so we don't get free and not even about one. Got you.
I've been dropping some lyrics on my status.
Yeah.
And these are the songs that I listen to every day. So people probably take shot and say, oh, I feel the hell out of these songs and things. No, and these songs.
That's where I was
James going. James Arthur, I'm an artist.
That's where I was going away because
there is no end to my creativity.
I wanted to know whether or not, because for the person to say that this is not healthy, it simply means that there is something else at play within the relationship or within the space.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you did something that she considers to be toxic, and it has been probably the usual thing for you to come back and say, you know, someone feels such and such ways about you, and she then looks at it as just another way of you.
But that's what makes this different.
Mm. That's not the case.
Like literally, mm-hmm. And I'm saying this because we would have had conversations, right? Because I was previously this counselor, but I have to take up other jobs.
Yes.
So when we had the conversation, one of the things that came out is that it would have seemed that it came out of nowhere, and that comes back to the loss of control again. You feel like, what did I do? And it's just like almost when you find out that you're adopted, because it was that decision was external to you, so you're now trying to figure out why. And you start trying to justify. And when you can't justify, when the accounts mentally not reconcile, it bears a burden on you.
Yeah.
And the thing is that you're not allowed, you don't have no bridge where you can go to and say, yo, big man thing, I feel upset about this. I want ball. I must say, yo, brother,
man up.
But this is where being vulnerable is actually manning up. Because if you think about it long enough, the degree of difficulty it takes as a man to express yourself accurately and honestly, especially in our world where your opinion or your voice is not valued in a certain sense, it takes guts. Because if you're in a relationship where the girl is toxic, if she is deviant in any sort of way, and it is just expected that you should just understand and move on.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't. It's not something that you should talk about. That should be dealt with. Yeah, it's something. It's very difficult. It is.
I think for me, I'll say firstly that in some situations you find that females can be insensitive at times, and I say insensitive because thinking about a guy, you first have to think about him as a human being. And you have to think about a human being with emotions. And expect this individual to have certain feelings. And if it is that you say certain things a certain way, then you might just disrupt those feelings or disrupt those emotions. For me personally, when I'm talking to a female, I think about a million and one things that I want to say. And the reasons as to why I cannot say it.
Don't want to trigger nothing.
So I don't want to trigger off any thoughts of her thinking that, hey, I'm not good enough for this guy. So that's why I said earlier in a previous conversation that whenever I'm, let's say I'm back in the past when I would have broken up with persons, I would have sent a long message, and that message would have described how I felt about you at first, how I feel about you now. And me saying to you, hear what? This is not about you, you know. It's mostly about me. And that was the truth. So it's not a matter of me systematically creating an excuse then to give to the girls when I'm breaking up with them. But I just felt as though they deserved an explanation.
But how do you deal with a situation where you are not given the privilege to make the decision? The decision is made for you.
Hold on, alright.
And like how you don't get the justification,
you're not
given that.
Alright, so hold it. Just hold it. Don't throw it away, you know. So, in situations like that, right? As a matter of fact, I can relate to a specific story where when I did that, the young lady was so broken by it that she went out and she made some
bad decisions.
And there was perhaps a particular guy that took advantage of that, right? And that upset me to the point where I then learned my lesson from that. And ever since, it has always impacted whether I decide to talk to a female, yes or no. As a matter of fact, I would think about, let's say, we're going to break up. What am I going to tell her? You understand me? I rather, as Riddy mentioned before, giving the person the space or the bullets then to shoot you first.
Mm-hmm.
So you tell her, you give her all the reasons to leave you first, because that's how I started thinking for a while. Like, you know what? Breaking up with somebody can be so damaging to the person. Let me give the person the ammunition to damage me.
But what happened when the shoe is on
the other foot?
Mm-hmm.
When the female now
mm-hmm.
shows you all the signs, all the red flags that she wants you to break up with her because uh-huh. she don't have the guts to do it.
To be honest,
if you are dead set
mm-hmm.
that you are not going to do it, and she's saying that she can't do it because you value your feelings too much.
And to be honest, that's a good question.
But
for me,
it's almost self-serving in a way. But
that's for me,
it is,
and that's why I'm pointing it out in a negative way. So even though it's something that I've done, I'm saying mm-hmm. that it's something bad, because let's say the female did that to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
To me, honestly, I feel as though you must just come straightforwardly and tell me, say, yo, you know, feel as if this is going away.
Yeah.
Tell me straightforwardly. As a matter of fact, when we meet, tell me you have the interest in me. Straightforwardly. I don't even want to look at you one day and say, you know, say you look really cute. And, you know, some realize say, we actually have a lot of things in common. These things, you know what?
That was an opportunity that I passed, by the way.
Yeah.
You see that joke? That while ago, I could have make it, but I'm going to make it.
Anyways. So, I don't want to ever feel as if I'm developing feelings for you. Because the mere fact that you might have shut it down from day one,
mm-hmm.
it simply means that in the back of my head, I'll be thinking, yeah,
not happen this. Somebody has said, thank you to
you. You understand me? Not now happen this. And so,
somebody
if it is that somebody already declared that to me, and I've said this before, I think I said this last week, where the person declared to me that, hey, nothing can happen, I say, you know.
Yes,
and I then walked away from it. And the reality of it is that the female then decided that she wants something to happen.
And you hold the same position.
And I held the same position. But guess what? It didn't hurt she.
Yeah, so she not dig her own grave.
Because the thing is that, whenever, let me show you, a lot of times I feel as though females, and I won't make a generalizing, I feel as though females make a decision
based on
not having enough information to make such a decision. So she made the decision to not date me because
of what she saw initially.
Or what she didn't see, the lack thereof.
Mm.
Or what she didn't see.
I think she didn't see.
And then after a while, she realized that,
say, hey, man.
No man, this guy really genuinely care about me, man. Or this guy really genuinely do certain things. You understand me? Because I did nothing that was out of character.
Mm.
And I pretend. Once you meet you, me I be myself. And so, I guess she realized after a while.
But what may I ask you,
mm-hmm.
specifically may I ask
yes.
you, if there were the girl and
yeah.
she left you and
yeah.
don't give you no closure whatsoever,
yeah.
what do you do?
Alright.
What do you do?
I think that can go back to a relationship
and
I had
keep,
where...
the, keep it to the point.
Yeah, man,
that's
how
drunkards are born, you know.
No, I'm not so drunk, but
I remember...
I don't recall being born that way.
I remember this girl breaking up with me, like... The day before my birthday.
Whoa!
I broke up with that girl.
The night before my birthday.
Whoa!
She broke up before... When?
You don't know where
when I broke up with her?
The night. Mr. Shakamoto Manos.
I broke up...
The same man. What she say?
Read the book.
Yeah, don't give any details. I don't write a book. I haven't written a book, so I can't give you details.
You can't give me free.
So, she... buy it and then come get it signed March 7th.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
I remember she broke up with me the night before my birthday.
Cheap, like.
And it wasn't a matter of she explaining to me one bag of things as to
why, cheap,
why,
cheap,
she,
brother.
Why she broke up. It was listening to me, no man. And then, so, I was there like, wait, she really broke up with me? The night
the
before my birthday.
Japan, like, she must
like,
be right.
Not to say that, but I mean, like,
no, I don't
you couldn't wait one more day? I saw me a fear. And then I was like, it's like, it came to me and I was like, the more I became rational or conscious, is that message. Probably should never want to pretend throughout my birthday. But I was like, for me personally, and that's how things are changed, you know, when you turn around to me. Because for me personally, me that hold it until 2 weeks after your birthday.
You understand? Most girls don't know that we are deliberate like that.
No, but because I would have taken into consideration your feelings how you're going to feel.
But probably,
on your birthday.
But probably she had think about this long time, you know?
Why you wait until the night timing is everything. And you know that.
Hmm? Because why you wait the night before?
Probably
night
we weren't that unbearable.
She was just trying to back up her gender. Because remember her reaction to what Redeem said. Right? When she heard that Redeem broke up with the girl on the birth night, she was like, "You're awful." She didn't ask for context.
Yeah,
exactly.
So we're done with that.
It was immediate.
Yeah. Right?
That's true.
But here's the other part of it. So, sorry. You have to go take... Sarah will instruct you in the way of not taking the L. Because Sarah will find another way to argue it out till the podcast done. But the other thing is that I remember being in a relationship where... Mm-hmm. You see the red flag said... Me never go there with her, but here what happened now? I had to take responsibility for him. Realized that she have a one style where if me and her not talk, I don't think I'm that great of a person. But it is what it is. So if me not like if we not talk, she say yo, she can't study, she can't eat, one more for something.
Wait. Peter? To all my exes, you've never done such a great job for me.
You failed me.
Listen, can we focus, please?
I really think about that.
Let
us focus. Primary school didn't know. I don't ever hear a girl
doing that. Never. Listen. 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 But never that. Never. I can't study. I can't eat. Failed.
Probably they didn't in the mood. My parents. For the day. Or if we have...
Even if it was that, the timing of when she said it, it wouldn't have been that. Because it's like,
okay.
Listen, remember we telling us from previous episodes, say, yo, I made it up the cape around you and I say, super petty, you know. See, like when me and her vexed. Weeks me not sorry me revert to all that stage. Weeks me not talk to her, you know? And she have a little hype thing where she want you text her first. So me use that to my advantage. I say, hey, yeah, wait for me text you. Me wasa not text you neither. So she had an exam coming up, a crucial one. So I was like, all right, we do the math. I say, yo, if me left her now, yes, I less stress. But you go fail the exam, I mean, I'm not care about the money if you do it over. I can't have that for my conscience. It's just me being self-aware. And remember the story I tell you before where I say how that can play out. So I say, alright, good, I go hold it. So I hold it. I even go to graduation. She never know this. But when I go to graduation, I still never sure say if I go stay with her or not. And it end up say my plan was just to like carry her across the line, so to speak.
Yeah.
Cause I would have come into her life at a crucial junction. She, you know, help with school in somewhere. Mm-hmm. The so I say, yo, just as a friend, not even romantically, I have an obligation to make sure that you make it through. Cause this is not about me at this point. And me don't know say me a cut. You can't change my mind.
Yeah.
Right? But the joke is that it end up run over because when I went to the graduation, me did have in my back of my mind say, alright, after the graduation, I'm going to find a neat way cut. Never work out that way. What end up happening is that we had an argument. I don't know over what. But it's like an angel touched me from my shoulder. This is not literal, people, so I'm not bringing God into this. But like the angel touched me from my shoulder and said, yo, Philip. I said, my G. I said, the age of that drop of the shoulder, I said, Philip,
I hate this.
Say, freedom, yeah. And I say, I'm G. I'm gone with it. And like throughout the argument, I say, alright, you reach a certain crescendo. I stay bad still, you know. But you reach a certain point and I actually say, we can't bother with this no more. And this is the part where you're supposed to reassure her and say, no, man, we can't work through this. I was like,
you're right.
No.
The proper angel come again.
This is it. Peter. This is it.
And I was like,
you and Mike, the last time Michael Jackson did this concert, this is it, and he died. Right? The angel comes and say, this is it.
And she's done. So when she said that, I said, should I say, you sure said the right decision that you made? And she said, yes. I said, I'm a boss for that. And yeah, me feel the emotional drawback and the effects of that.
But even if you didn't want the relationship and the whole, you still feel it. And that's the thing, in it, people feel like, oh, because we know what I'm not feeling. No, even though we know what I had to put effort in it to make it look like.
And then you build up an attachment over time.
Yeah, so you can.
And you have to. The thing is, I think. This is really it. Sometimes we don't believe, and I'm not speaking of me, sometimes they don't believe that they deserve a certain caliber of person. And
that's true.
Because you have always been the accommodator in your life,
that's true.
You just accommodate people.
That's true.
And because of that, even when you see red flag, you don't say, let me protect this new thing where them come up about protect your peace and protect your space. Me never know about it them time there. So, it's all about. Peter. And then if you go left a girl now,
Peter.
Because you see, even with that, there was a, when me say major fallout, you know, I mean, say,
you,
as it is now, you know, people still vex with me, you know.
You're and on the right. You're
well,
on
this is the first time them really I hear the full story.
You're on the right track as it pertains to that. I mean, we cut you, but. When they say the protecting your peace part, like, I have this, and the whole thing about giving them the upper hand in terms of caring about their well-being more than yours, that was always my thing. Like,
that's what Christ
I didn't care if I got
that's,
hurt.
That's the mark of a Christ, the husband, see? Right.
I
one available, one
I,
available.
No, listen before you say that, because I that was
one.
Me.
Yeah,
I think that was.
Channel from your start.
I think that was me before, but for me personally, I think that due to the latter part of my life.
I said single last week.
Really means here trying to advertise himself. Ladies out there, if you have an interest with what Riddim talks about on a weekly basis, you can always.
That's not the best advertisement. But he is fully single.
Can't
Yeah, I'm not sure we lose my train of thought, sorry, like, but yes.
Putting people's well-being above yours.
So that was me putting person's well-being above mine. And I realized that if you're not careful, you will be this person that usually help people to put their broken pieces together. And after a while, you become that broken piece. Where you start developing these things that tear you apart in a sense.
You read my life story.
In a writing.
I've just experienced
it. Am I reading
So yeah, no. you become that person that is broken. And I've said it before. I said that if you're not careful, this world can turn you into a monster.
True.
Because you look out for them for so long and so much, and you realize that you don't get any of that in return. So I've been the person that I would take the hurt and say, yeah, mommy, care about you, you know, and you try and set them on their very way. You send them on their way, really and truly. And in the long run, you realize that they don't necessarily care about you. It's all about, I've always heard females say, I'm going to protect my peace. And for a long while, I sat down and I thought about it. Wait, some man not a peace to protect.
But we're not, you know, we're not
like, that's the thing. We make women feel as though we don't have anything to protect.
We remember, we're the one who has to provide security and protection.
No, but that's the thing. And that's the thing as well. So we have to approach.
You have to be secure to be able to secure anybody.
We have to secure. We have to propose. We have to, what else?
You have to feed. You have to
get
a crook on your chest. You have to get a crook on your chest.
Let's not talk about the money or the food side of it, because we have the mother.
You have to be mature.
And these things,
even when the situation calls for immaturity.
Exactly.
And these things
might damage an individual emotionally. And I think we are insensitive to the fact that these things can happen and do happen quite often, and so it leads our young men and our older men into a dangerous place.
Yeah, so as we wrap, there's this thing that I saw posted that a relationship is only in problems when the woman is unhappy. When the man is unhappy, nobody cares.
Exactly. If they treat men like that, then men will be like that.
I'm still function like all is well and thing.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Make you happy.
And so, that time you have to go find somebody else who is able to accept him as he is. But that's another
bonus side.
A
good youth.
Yes. Wow. So thanks for spending your time with us this week. We'll be back next week with another episode. You can leave voice messages using the Anchor app. You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. There are numerous platforms that we are on. Google Podcasts is one as well. Let your friends know that we are out here. Let us know what you think about the episodes. Have a blessed week. It is Life Lessons.